Now for a major change of pace. Here are some character voices. This is taken from an animated script, The Last Christmas. Chapter 1, Something's Amiss at the North Pole.
"What did he say, Barnaby? What did Santa say?"
asked High Pockets.
"You're the head elf. You must have heard something."
Although High Pockets was a moose and not a reindeer, he still earned shelter in Santa's barn because he had a very important job at the North Pole. High, as everyone at the pole called him, delivered the mail. Every day, rain or shine, snow or blizzard, High trudged off to the south to get the mail that had arrived from all around the world. Naturally, being in the news business, so to speak, High wanted to know everything that was happening.
"I don't know, High," Barnaby replied. "I didn't hear much. Santa had the door to the kitchen closed, and he and Mrs. Claus were talking very quietly."
With Christmas just a few weeks away, the North Pole was bustling with activity. Toy production was in full swing, with elves working around the clock in all the design, manufacturing, and assembly shops. Everything seemed usual for this time of year, yet everyone knew something wasn't right. All the normal signs and sounds were there except for two things. Santa's smile seemed to have disappeared, and despite all the noise, the North Pole seemed strangely quiet without the sound of Santa's reverberating ho-ho-ho's.
"Come on, Barnaby. I know you heard something with your big pointy elf ears," said High.
"You should talk about big ears," giggled Barnaby. "Your flappers are as big as corn cobs."
Okay, I'm sorry," High apologized. But please tell me what you've heard."
Well, what little I did hear was pretty muffled, but I think I heard Santa say to Mrs. Claus that there were just too many of them, and then I'm sure I heard him say, "We have to cut back somewhere." And then Mrs. Claus exclaimed, "Cut back! Cut back! We can't cut back! They're all counting on us!"
Santa was real slow to respond, and when he did, his voice was very low.
"By then, I had my ear to the keyhole in order to hear, and I'm not sure who he was talking about, but I didn't like what I heard."
I know, but I don't know what we can do," said Santa with a kind of defeated tone in his voice. And then he said, "It's not like they write us letters like everyone else."
"But who was Santa talking about?" asked High.
"That's all I heard, High," said Barnaby.
Who doesn't write Santa letters? Who could those people be, Barnaby?"
And then High just sat down. He just scooched his big haunches up and sat on his tail deep in thought. Barnaby, too, became silent. He scratched his head up under his red and green elfin cap and squinted his eyes as if he was thinking real hard. And then he said,
Oh, no, it can't be. It can't be them."
"Who, Barnaby? Who?"
said High as he jumped off his tail, almost knocking Barnaby over.
"Oh, come on, High, you know, think." And Barnaby said, "You're the postman. You know everything."
Well, if you want to know more about what's happening at the North Pole, just give us a call. We'll tell you where to find it on the Internet.